This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. So you think your civil government school teacher is quote-unquote good? Well, in order to properly determine whether that is the case, you must do two things. You must first define the standard good. That is what qualifies as good. And second, you must then gather facts that either conform or conflict with that standard. And that is what I bring to you today, a survey you can use to test whether your civil government school teacher is good. Send your civil government school teacher, in a non-confrontational way, an amicable letter. The question you must ask first is whether your local civil government school teacher believes that all knowledge and wisdom emanates from Jesus. More specifically, whether that civil government school teacher believes Scripture is God-breathed, the source of salvation, and the standard for everyday life. If the so-called teacher answers no, that is your evidence. Your child receives a so-called education from a humanist. If the answer is yes, the subsequent questions address what is taught to your child. What part of Scripture justifies property taxes for your salary? Is man descended from a creator God or just mush? What part of Scripture justifies the civil government operating a school system? Is there such a thing as sexual immorality? What part of Scripture justifies you prohibiting Jesus from being the starting point of all wisdom, including law? What part of Scripture justifies you using force and coercion to advance thought? Ask your child's civil government school teacher those questions. Don't worry, once abolition takes place, your teacher won't be out of a job. That is, if she really is a Christian teaching the Christian worldview, there will be plenty of work out there for her. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.